Oh, I am waking up with so much love in my heart. This is it. This is Dresden Dolls Day 1, and I have waited for this for so long. And, the crew is all coming to the house. Some of them got here yesterday. Some of them got here late last night. And I cannot put into words what it feels like to go back and embody these songs that I wrote when I was 18, 22, 25. And we worked out a new song. I was hoping we would have time to do more. We just didn't. But I said to Brian last night, I said, it's good, actually. If I'm gonna write a whole new batch of songs, because by the way, I have written, and I'm gonna jettison a whole pile of Dresden Dolls material that I wrote pre-pandemic that just doesn't. That's so good, but that just is not gonna be as good as anything I could write now. That I've been through all that, and I said, Brian and I were packing down our instruments and just kind of in awe of what we had just accomplished and in awe of our band. And I said, I'm glad that I didn't try to scramble to write too much new stuff, because I had forgotten what this band could. I had forgotten who you are. I didn't forget intellectually, but it's one thing to know it, and it's another thing to do it with your body and feel the holy power of the Dresden Dolls. Oh my God, it's good. I cannot wait to play music tonight and tomorrow and the next night. And I also, I can't wait to see what happens. I can't wait to see. I have all these strange, like, feelings that come up when I play these songs. All these memories of, like, touring them around the world in 2004 and 5 and 6 and 7. And I'm shocked at the feelings that these songs bring up. And then it occurred to me the other day, these songs are going to bring up a lot of feelings for a lot of people, because it was a moment in time. These songs are like Rorschachs. They're like, you know, they're strange ink blots that can mean anything at any time. Like each of these songs is a door to a strange place. Ooh, I'll tell you what someone said to me yesterday. Someone who's known my band for a long, long, long time. 20 years, is also friends with me and Brian, and he said, it is like, you open a door in a very professional manner, and then when the door is opened, what is on the other side of the professionally opened door? is a raw, an unprofessional, raw, emotional mess. And I said, yeah, that's a good way of putting it. And also points to the core of how I have been misunderstood by people on planet Earth since I began making art, which is they have a really hard time understanding that I am able to do both of those things at once. And in addition, I may be able to do that as a songwriter, like make a very professional gesture with something very unprofessional behind it. But I said, but I am not the door in the Dresden Dolls like Brian is the door. I am like the I'm the hustler outside the door. I'm the valet. I'm the butler. Brian is the door. And then you go through the door, and then my emotional bouillabaisse is on the floor on the other side. Like I imagine a pile of hearts and lungs and eyeballs and bleeding hands, and I love my band so much. Before I go into this weekend, I want to, I've been thinking about the Patreon a lot this weekend. And so many of you came on to the Patreon after the Dresden Dolls, after everything, after all that happened. And you got to know me through my book or through my solo work or through my silly ukulele songs or through my TED Talk. Or you don't know this version of me. And you're about to get to know a different Amanda. But sort of like I was writing in that answer to the disgruntled patron the other day, there's a kind of a faith at play here. And I think the people who went through the Dresden Dolls era with me, they have a weirder and deeper kind of faith because what this band did and what we did to ourselves and what we did to people when we played and stuff. But I want to remind you, because I keep reminding myself, that my life as I got to experience it over the last 3 years, it was only possible because of this Patreon. I only got to get through the other side and survive what I survived because you all financially and emotionally supported me. And you guys did not even know what you were supporting, really, because I could not tell you what was happening in my life. I still can't tell you. All I can tell you is that you carried me through a darkness so unfathomably black that had you known what you were carrying me through, your hearts might have fallen apart. And you also carried me just in an hour of need when others could not. And I'm sorry that this, I'm not sorry that this got so emo. I was not expecting it to, but I knew what I wanted to say. And there's a group of people around me right now carrying me and this band in all different ways. They're carrying us by feeding us or by working with us or by leaving us alone. There's so much support around this band right now. And you are part of it. And I wish... I wish with every fiber of my being that every one of you could be in that room tonight. That's what I wish. I'm really glad we're not streaming it. It would change the night. But we're going to get photos, and I'm going to hand my phone to a couple of people so we can get a little bit of video. But also, just trust me. Oh, this is going to be so good. Music. Music is about to happen on an epic scale. I love you all so much. And, wish us luck. It's going to be a real marathon these 3 days. So... wish us luck, and oh my God, do I love you. I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you, and I hope what we do tonight creates a fucking ripple through the universe that hits you all. I think it will.